Kausap natin si Jay Garland, isang proud Ilocano. Magandang araw sa'yo, Jay.
Magandang araw.
Para doon sa mga nagtatanong, sino ba si Jay Garland? Paano ka nagsimula sa pagkanta?
Actually, nung bata pa kasi ako, talagang mahilig na ako sa pagkanta. You know, kasi yung father and mother ko are both, you know, good singers, but they never did it professionally. So, So I grew up listening to a lot of classics like Matt Monroe, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, those kinds of singers. Kaya ang influence ko sa music is more on R&B and jazz.
Okay.
So I never really sang at school too, but I was a member of a dance group in grade school and high school. Pero hindi ako talaga kumakanta sa in any event.
Was this in the Philippines
school?
O dito sa Australia na yan?
Oh, sa Philippines. Kasi nagpunta lang ako dito to study noong 2008.
Oh, so 8 years.
Ano lang ako? Eight and a half years. Magna 9 years sa Feb. Well, I did accounting in college. Tapos nung graduate ako, nag-work ako sa, of course, sa finance department. Pero hindi ko maano yung passion ko sa, you know, sa opisina. So I started auditioning for bands. So nakuha naman ako. So nakabuo kami ng boy band, tapos yung unang name namin, nung na-sign up kami with Viva Records and Prime Music, pinalitan yung name namin ng Toys.
With a Z.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, nung nag-release kami ng album, actually may debut album kami, tapos Christmas album, dalawang albums lang. Tapos, I think this was like 1999 up to 2004. Tapos, sign up kami ni Kuya Germs to be one of the regular guests sa Walang Tulugan.
Sabi ko na nga, nakikita kasi nanonood ako.
Yeah, and also sa SOP and Channel 13. Nakalimutan ko na kung ano yung show. Matagal na kasi.
Oh.
It's over 15 years, 16 years.
So yeah. Dito sa Australia, pinurso mo talaga yung singing mo. So naging active ka sa pagkanta.
Oh, kasi nagpunta nga ako dito as a student. Siyempre pag passion mo talaga yung music, hahanapin mo yan. So kasi I was a, you know, full-time international student, tapos dalawang trabaho. Pero I still managed to find time to sing in like contests and community events. So, kasi yun talaga yung hinahanap ko rin eh. So, nag-start ako mag-join ng mga talent quest and nanalo naman ako sa mga iba't ibang talent quests na yun. Actually, I started with Tita Evelyn Zaragoza. Kung naalala mo yung Filipino talent quest niya nun sa Burwood, kaya doon ako nag-start. Tapos, nung 2009, nagbuo kami ni Sydney Perez ng parang production. Yun yung OGN One Good Night. So, we've been doing the One Good Night show for 6 years.
Matagal na.
Yeah.
So, sanay ka sa pagkanta. At itong first ever Ilocano's Got Talent, ito ay in celebration ng 26-year anniversary ng Ilocano Association of Australia Incorporated.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Itong Ilocano's Got Talent, it's on August 13. It's gonna start at 6:30. The president, Dr. Elsa Ringgor, organized
Colliado.
This concert. Yeah, Colliado, yeah. To celebrate the 26th anniversary. We are like 5 Ilocano talents. So we're 5 main artists. But we also have friends who are not Ilocanos who are performing on the night, singing one song each and a duet with one of us. And each main artist will be singing an Ilocano song as well. But I'm not sure if Fasika will be able to do one because she was born and raised here, so she cannot really, you know, pronounce Ilocano words that well. So, yeah. I think Fasika won't be able to sing an Ilocano song.
But still, it's good to know that most of you will sing Ilocano songs.
Yeah, of course. Actually, they requested for me to sing Nududwa Empay. Hindi lang po ito concert for the Ilocanos, but lahat po ng mga kaibigan natin dyan na hindi Ilocano, inaanyayahan ko po kayong pumunta ng manood ng Ilocanos Got Talent. At andito rin yung mga iba nating minamahal na performers katulad ni Lilian de los Reyes, Brian Lawrence, Joanna Camille, at marami pang ibang mga guests. So sana po magpunta kayo. It's going to be on the 13th of August sa ballroom ng Blacktown Workers Club. If you're interested to come to the event, please contact the Ilocanos Association.
Bukod sa pagkanta, Jay, nabanggit mo sa akin, nagtuturo ka?
Yeah, I actually not really tour, but nag-tutor ako ng mga overseas students with IELTS.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Actually, ang pinag-aralan ko dito sa uni is accounting din. Ako din ako sa Pilipinas accounting din dito kasi the reason why na accounting din ang kinuha ko dito is pag graduate ka na accounting dito, mas madaling mag-apply ng PR.
Mm-mm.
So, yun pa rin ang kinuha ko. But I'm not a practicing accountant.
Interesting itong pagtuturo mo kasi from accounting, nagtuturo ka ng yung IELTS, di ba? Ito yung English test?
Yep. International English Language Testing System.
So, hindi ka lang isang artist. Magaling ka sa math, magaling ka sa English. At meron ka pang isang passion, you also do photography.
Yeah, kasi lahat nung sa family namin kasi mahilig sa photography. Kasi yung lolo namin, parang siya yung nag-pioneer ng photography sa town namin sa Ilocos.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, like siya yung kauna-unahan doon na...
May camera. Parang
nag-put up, nag-put up ng photography studio, yan. And he did it, parang ano yun eh, correspondence course.
Uh-oh.
Na galing pa ng US. Kung anong taon yun, siguro mga, ewan ko, 1940s or something.
Mm-mm.
Eh, sa probinsya, magtataka ka kung bakit may gumagawa ng ganun sa panahon na yun. Kasi parang hindi uso eh. But he was very resourceful. So parang ginawa niya lahat para makapag-study in photography through this correspondence course.
So nasa dugo mo rin itong photography?
Siguro. Kasi pag mahilig ka sa arts, like especially sa performing arts, na naiintindihan mo din yung ano eh, art sa photography tsaka yung flow nun. At hindi lang sa photography yung hilig ko. So I'm also good at cooking. Well, I try, you know, anything that I see that I can be good at. Like, I want to be good at, not really good at everything I do, but I try to do my best.
Meron ba kaming makikitang Jay Garland sa X Factor o sa The Voice o sa MasterChef kaya?
Master Showman. Actually, noon pa, well, dami-dami ang nagtatanong kaya lang, hindi ko makita yung sarili ko na sumasali sa mga ganun eh. Actually, yung mga ibang kakilala ko na singers dito sa Sydney, nag-try out na sila, so...
Kumbaga, kanya-kanyang panahon sa kanya-kanyang forte.
Yeah. And also, you allow me to promote my other shows. Actually, I also have a show. Actually, it's Mary Ann Vanderhorst's show.
Yeah, yung
X Factor Sensation. She has a show on the 30th of September sa ano naman to, Padico 55. So, I will be performing there. And also, Ogie Alcacid will be coming on the 11th of November.
Okay.
So, I will also be performing there. So, I hope you guys can come and watch these shows because they're really, really good. Actually, nakasama ko na si Ogie Alcacid noon sa Manila yung anniversary concert of this radio station and all the big stars were there and we were also one of the guest performers. That was in Arenata Coliseum. Like, that's why I experienced singing in front of like 35,000 people.
At bukod sa pinagkakaabalahan mo ng mga concert at itong pagtuturo mo ng English language, abala ka rin ngayon sa paggawa ng original material mo? Ano ito at mukhang maririnig namin ito bago matapos ang taon?
Yes, so hopefully the first single will be released on iTunes end of November. That's a promise, so I hope all you guys who are listening right now, sana po tangkilikin nyo yung i-release ko na original single.
At sana marinig namin yan dito.
Yeah, I mean like, you know, I can do a guesting there sa studio.
With a live performance, yes.
Yeah, of course, why not?
At Jay, balikan ko lang itong gaganapin na Ilocano's Got Talent. Kakaiba kasi yung mga main performers na banggit mo kanina, kakanta ng Ilocano songs. Siyempre sa Pilipinas, marami yung iba't ibang dialect, di ba? Sa bawat probinsya, iba yung lingwahe o iba yung dialect na ginagamit. Bakit mahalaga sa atin? Ako, Ilocano din ang dialect na alam ko. Bakit mahalaga sa atin na ipagpatuloy yung pag-aaral o yung pagsasalita ng mga iba't ibang dialect na ito?
Siguro kasi, like for me, lumaki ako na sa Ilocos na nagsasalita ng Ilocano. So, parang kahit saan ka magpunta, dapat na i-retain mo pa rin yung, you know, yung love mo for your dialect or language para hindi mawala yung culture. Like, for example, here in New South Wales or the whole of Australia, may Ilocano Association. So, pag nagkukumpul-kumpul tayo...
Nagsasama-sama.
Yeah. Mahalaga pa rin na nag-uusap tayo dun sa dialect regional language. Actually, yung dalawang sisters ko, may mga anak dito, tigdalawa sila, kinakausap pa rin nila ng ano, Ilocano, kahit kung minsan hindi na nila naiintindihan. Kasi that's part of our culture.
Mm.
And actually, Ilocano is the third largest ethnic group sa Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Jay Garland, isang artist at proud Ilocano.
Thanks for having me and hope to see you.
SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.